Takes care of residential and commercial customers, and they provide prompt quality service to Manhattan and the surrounding area.
Welcome back to In Focus. Brady Bowman with you, 9:34 on this Wednesday morning in the Little Apple, here with USD 384 Superintendent Brady Burton. And Brady, there's a couple other local things you want to get back to before you get back and check out that field day today.
That's right. And since we are still in school, I just wanted to mention, and I think we said earlier, we are out at 1 o'clock tomorrow, and we do have our elementary field day today. We have the talent show and so on starting at 12:15, and then the field day after that. Brady, we do have six, they happen to be all females, kids qualify for the state track meet that will be this Friday and Saturday in Wichita. And that's quite an event if people have never been there.
It is.
It's class 1 through 6A, and it's, you know, I think it's the only one like it in the country, to be honest. And if you're looking for something to do, go to Wichita Friday and Saturday, and it's quite an event. And then I did also want to mention we have a very, very good and very active FFA, and their state convention is next week here in Manhattan in Kansas State, and it's a statewide state convention. So people will probably see a lot of both guys and gals around Manhattan eating and so on out with their FFA jackets.
A lot of blue and gold out there.
A lot of blue and gold, and it brings in several thousand FFA members. And their general sessions are open, I think, to the public. They're wonderful. I'll tell you what, they're very professionally done. They have laser lights and sound, but it's a very, very good event for not only our FFA kids, but the city of Manhattan and K-State. And lastly, I guess I just wanted to say, and I truly mean this, I know you're kind enough to have area superintendents on once a month, but I listen to K-Man every day going to work, coming home. I enjoy the news. I'm a big sports guy. I enjoy the sports show at 4:10 every day, and listening to K-Man and what you do for our community. And I know you have a lot of other radio stations as part of your family, but we just appreciate what you do for all of us in the area. So thank you.
Well, we really appreciate that, and we have a lot of good people here that are doing a lot of good work, and most importantly, they care. And just like with you guys, the superintendents that we bring on, all our guests that we bring on, it's you guys care too, and I think that's such a important part of civilization. It's an important part of community, especially in these times, having that professionalism and just caring about other people. That's really what matters the most. And I want to go back to the state FFA convention for a while. That's something going through high school. I went to that about every year. Actually helped a lot backstage in McCain Auditorium with the running of that. And you're absolutely correct. Very well done. Very professional. Very inspirational as well. They get a lot of great speakers in on that. So if you see those blue and gold jackets, which you will, can't miss them. Definitely be appreciative of that, and that Manhattan's able to host that. That introduces a lot of people to Manhattan, K-State.
Well, it does, and you talk about good speakers, and those speakers are the actual FFA members, the state officers, the kids running for state officers, and they're just, it's like listening to professional speakers, but they are very good. One other thing I forgot that I did want to mention, we had a special board meeting yesterday afternoon at 4 o'clock, and I know people have heard me talk about we're moving forward. I think it's November 7th. We'll have a question on the general election for our patrons on a bond. The board decided last night on a $4.1 million bond, and I'll be talking more about that in future months, but we have decided on the amount, and that will be on the November 7th ballot for our patrons.
All right. I think that'll work. Let's go ahead and go to this will be our last break of the hour, and then we'll come back with K-State Police Chief Ronnie Grice and Lieutenant Brad Millington. And Brady, thanks a lot for coming in, and go have a vacation. I think you've earned it. Have a good summer.
Well, thank you.
Brady Bowman, do you still have your FFA jacket?
I do. It's at my parents' house. I got a state degree my senior year. It doesn't fit anymore.
Yeah.
But, how about you, Dave?
I do. It's a size 34.
Wow.
So you get it on one arm? You get it over one arm?
I don't think I can go that far. The sleeves come about, they're kind of like halfway past my elbow.
I can relate. It's a great organization.
KMAN is keeping it local. Dollars spent locally today help build a better community.